You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Now, when this program is airing, it is Thursday here in Brevard County, Florida. Our Bible study is tonight at church. Now, the church that I pastor is Island Community Church. We are located in Merritt Island. We're on 1000 North Banana River Drive. Now, tonight, we're just a couple chapters ahead of us. We're in chapter 11. We're going to be looking at the two witnesses here tonight, 6 to 7 o'clock tonight. Again, 1000 North Banana River Drive. No matter what church you go to, we'd love to see you here tonight at 6 o'clock. So this is why I have this on Thursday night, so that my brothers and sisters here around the county can come in with no threat of leaving your other church, or that's not what we're looking. I just want you to come and take part of this study. It's an awesome study going on at our church, looking at this book, and the Lord's really given us understanding. Because we're living in the time now where we can understand this better. You see, I can understand this better. We're in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Revelation chapter 6. You see, I can understand it better when I see the third rider brings famine. I can understand that better. When we're in chapter 11 and we look and see that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy, and their prophecy is 3.5 years, and I look around on the news every day, I can understand this better now than I did even last year. I look and I see California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, all these states are almost out of water right now. And guess what? It's still raining. But the time is coming, you see, where there's not going to be any rain. And now, you see, now we're starting to understand better because, again, there's no more relevant message today than this. Or Matthew 24, what'll be the signs of your coming? And at the end of the age, remember some of the things he says were famines, pestilence. Think of those two things, famine and pestilence. Now, we're looking at famine here and have been here as one of the judgments that one of these four riders is going to bring with them, or things that are going to happen as they ride in. Famine. A quart of wheat for a denarius. Now we look around, we see it. And pestilence. A pestilence is Ebola, or AIDS is a pestilence. AIDS, I forget the number now. I think it's 40 million since June of 1981 when AIDS was first discovered, and they called it what it was. And now Ebola, and the threat of Ebola is exponential. Lord only knows where that's going to end, if it's going to end. Many people think Ebola is an end times player. I don't know, but this is the time now in the age where this is the most relevant message a pastor can speak and preach to you, is what'll be the sign of your coming in the end of the age, and this book right here. Now, it so happens that at church on Sunday mornings at 10:30, this is what I am preaching. What'll be the sign of your coming? We're wrapping that up. This week, we're in chapter 5, looking at the 10 virgins, where it says 5 were ready and 5 weren't. And that is the topic of the Sunday sermon this week. You're invited Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you. Now, in the meantime, 4 horsemen of the apocalypse, Revelation chapter 6. The first horseman sets out conquering and to conquer. That's Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. He who sat on it, the rider who sat on this white horse, had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. The first horseman conquers, and he brings with him a false peace, like a false sense of security. The second rider brings war. He opened the second seal, and I heard the second living being say, "Come." And another horse went out, fiery red, and it was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth, so that they might kill each other, and there was given to him a great sword. So you see what happens in the world when peace is taken away. People kill each other. And thank God, thank Almighty God for what the Son of God says to us. He says, don't let your heart be troubled. He says, my peace. Well, let me quote that. Let's read that verse. And that's found in John chapter 14, verse 27. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, the Lord Jesus Christ gives you a peace. It gives you not a peace. Let me rephrase that. He gives you his Paul says, let the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You have a peace, at least he wants to give it to you. All you have to do is receive him. You and I have a peace that no one can touch. No one can tax. No government can regulate it. The IRS can't claim it. Devil can't steal it. It's the peace that passes all understanding. My peace I give to you, he says. And that peace enables us to go through any trial that we're going through. Any trial. Are you going through a trial right now? Let me encourage you. Wait on the Lord. Sometimes he gives us trials to make us tough, to enable us to endure great hardships like we see our brothers and sisters enduring around the world right now. We see that we're living in that time now where people have to make a stand for their faith. And the Lord Jesus promises to give you a peace that no one else can understand or take away. Also, I believe that when your life is on the line, something happens to you. We've seen it before. Paul said one of the last things he ever wrote at the end of his life in 2 Timothy, he said that everyone forsook him except the Lord, and the Lord stood by me, he said. Now, I believe that needs to be interpreted literally. I think the Apostle Paul, right before he lost his head, just like today, I think the Lord Jesus Christ visibly was right there beside him. That's not the only time in the Bible. When you go back and read Daniel, I think it's chapter 3, you read about 3 Hebrews by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were forced to bow down and worship a golden image that the king of Iraq or Babylon had set up. And they refused to do it. They weren't going to bow down and worship anyone other than God. The same as the threat that goes on today in the very same place. Iraq, you could probably point a dot on the exact same millimeter of real estate that happened and is happening today. And these 3 said, we will not. They said, we will not bow down and worship. He said, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, O king. But if not, we still won't bow down and worship your image. And then they were thrown into the fire, heated up 7 times hotter than it normally was. And then the king looked inside the furnace, and this is what he said. Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.'" "Look!" exclamation point. He answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Unquote. Do you believe that? Friend, I hope you believe it. It's right here in this book. This was written 505 years B.C. And perhaps you say, "Well, some people went in and added that later after the..." No, you see, this book was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which goes back to 200 years B.C., these Dead Sea Scrolls. No one made that up. This king saw four people in the furnace, and the fourth person, he says, looks like the Son of God. You see, something happens. The Christian has a peace. Now, these guys weren't Christian, but these guys were righteous, and they had faith and trusted in God. Just like Abraham believed God, and his faith was accounted to him as righteousness. Old Testament, New, it's the same thing. God's looking for a few good men and women that have faith in him and in his Son, Jesus Christ. And likewise, when they put you into the fire, it's the same thing. They will see a fourth person in there with you, and the fourth person looks just like the Son of God. Whether it's 500 years B.C. or whether it's 2014 years A.D., there's a fourth person that's going to go with you through the fire, and his name is Jesus Christ. He gives you a peace that no one can have. No one can take it from you. No one can steal it from you. No one can regulate it. No one can outlaw it. No one can take it away. It's a peace that Jesus has given to you. No one can touch it. Have you lost your peace? Have you given it away? Let me encourage you, get it back. Get back your peace today. Maybe you need to forgive someone of something. Maybe you're holding on to a grudge. Maybe you've walked away from God and you're living in a life of sin right now. Maybe you're living in a life of disobedience and you've lost your peace. Maybe you've lost it and it's not even your own fault and somebody else's fault. Get your peace back today, friend. Get your peace back. The last horseman here, verse 8, behold. Okay, verse 7, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being saying, "Come and behold a pale horse, and he who sat on it was named Death, and hell was following him. And authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with death and by the wild beasts of the earth." So this fourth horseman here brings death. And notice, hell follows. Heaven doesn't follow him. Hell, like a faithful dog, follows by his side. Well, I see we're just about out of time. I think we'll pick it up right there in our next program. Let me encourage you again, friend. If you've lost your peace, get it back. It's too valuable to give up. Get your peace back. Make things right with God, whatever it is you have to do to get your peace back. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter...